This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Final hour of tonight's JR Sports Brief. Gresh in for JR tonight here on the Infinity Sports Network. By the way, I will have you Sunday night here on the Infinity Sports Network as soon as Sunday night football is over. That's where I get the overwhelming majority of the stations. You can always listen to us on Sirius XM Channel 375. And, of course, anytime, anywhere on the Odyssey app, take the Odyssey app with you wherever you go. Maybe we need one more week to get the big polarizing story out of the National Football League. I love it, and we're to the point to where football is on the field. We know we just got to let these games take place. Isn't it kind of amazing that this is the first time Joe Flacco, I guess, is going back to Baltimore? It's pretty crazy when you think about how long that guy has been able to hang around. We got a lot to break down. Right now, we're joined by Odyssey NFL insider Jason LaConfora, host of the Odyssey original podcast, Wanna Bet. Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side. Jason, good evening. Andy Gresh here in for JR. How are you?
I'm good, man. How are you?
I'm very good, Jason. Does Jerry Jones have a point when he keeps bringing up that we might turn Micah Parsons into this, that, and the other with all these draft picks? Like, is there a – because I – Jason, look, it took 1 year of Gerard Mayo for people at the end of the year to stop showing up at Gillette Stadium. Jerry Jones has pulled this crap on Cowboy fans forever – and is now, in my opinion, doing the, yeah, I'm going to pee on your shoes and tell you that it is raining. Do you see any of Jerry's point at all? Am I the one missing it here?
He has no point. He's a con man at this point. He's gaslighting people. He's interested in one thing, and one thing above and beyond all else, getting into more pockets and staying deep in every pocket he's embedded in. And what he's not interested in doing is paying top dollar for primo NFL talent. Now, if he likes you enough personally, he'll overplay, you know, he'll overpay a B-plus guy like an A-plus guy if he really, you know, if he thinks you're, like, on his level and he thinks he can, like, trust you and he thinks you're loyal enough to him. and you're willing to put up with all his BS and not call him on it. You know, he's willing to do that, but he's not willing to have the kind of payroll that a lot of other owners in this league are willing to have. Don't get caught up in salary cap space. Just go to, you know, whoever you like, Over the Cap, Spotrac, whatever. Go there and look at cash spent. Don't look at cap, look at cash. And those numbers aren't exact, but they're not that far off. And then just go look year by year how often Jerry Jones is in the top 10 in cash spent in that season on payroll. It's not very often. He could afford Micah Parsons. He could afford three Micah Parsons. Mm-hmm. It got personal. It got messy. I think he kind of enjoyed sending Micah to a place that he figured was a little bit like Siberia, and he wouldn't like it as much. And, you know, it's, I mean, it's freaking Wisconsin. It is what it is. But I think it's going to turn out just fine for Micah. And, no, he deserves the benefit of the doubt on nothing related to winning as the highest-ranking football executive in his organization. Because since he's assumed those powers, and since the last of the Jimmy Johnson players retired, he's been an abject failure.
Jason, did you expect Green Bay to get this kind of bounce from acquiring Micah Parsons?
Well, I mean, he's been great, but it's not like he's playing every snap. And I look, I thought they were going to the Super Bowl before they got him. So you're probably asking the wrong guy. I mean, I think there were three teams in the NFL last year that were top seven in yards allowed per play and yards gained per play. One of them won the Super Bowl. The other one, if Mark Andrews catches a ball in his belly in the end zone, maybe they're going back to the AFC Championship game. And the third was the Green Bay Packers. In fact, the Green Bay Packers, without anybody noticing, and with their quarterback hurt all last year, were top five in both those categories. They also completely changed their spots defensively. And I don't know that you can scheme up takeaways, but maybe you can create a little bit of a culture where takeaways manifest themselves. And without individual brilliance with the pass rush, they turned people over a lot. They had great instincts on the ball. Halfley had a really great season without a whole lot of people talking about it. And they didn't get the run support I thought they would get because, again, the quarterback was hurt, you know, probably a good 60% of the year. And he was a double agent while he was hurt because he couldn't plant his feet. He couldn't – like his footwork, everything was messed up because he was compensating. And I'm really high on that quarterback. So – am I surprised they beat the Lions? No. Am I surprised they emasculated the Lions? Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then the Washington game, I was all over. You know, if you were betting with us at WannaBet, you made a lot of money on Thursday Night Football, and you can catch us noon Eastern every day. So no, I'm not particularly surprised. I'm sitting on tickets for a Baltimore Green Bay Super Bowl. I'm sitting on tickets for Green Bay to be the one seed in the NFC. I'm sitting on tickets for Green Bay to make the Super Bowl. I'm sitting on tickets for Love to lead the league in passing touchdowns. So, no, I'm not surprised.
Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. Odyssey NFL insider Jason Lockenfora here with Gresh on the Infinity Sports Network as I'm in tonight for JR. You're in the Baltimore area. What buzz is there of Flacco coming back?
There's a lot of buzz at this game. I mean, you've got the horrible fourth quarter debacle of last week. You've got the 30th anniversary of Baltimore stealing the Cleveland Browns. That's going to be commemorated before the game. Flacco's return is going to be commemorated before the game. Yeah, there's a little bit of there's plenty of narratives to this one. Look, I was super impressed with the Cleveland Browns last week. They had a functional offense again. The last time they had a functional offense was when Flacco was leading them to the playoffs. You know, the owner decided he didn't want a winning quarterback back in his building. He wanted to empower a scumbag who he overpaid. So, you know, that pissed that season away. But they were an elite play-action downfield passing team with Flacco, and it opened everything else up. And they weren't running the ball all that great then either. And the defense, Jimmy Schwartz was kind of whispering to anybody who would listen, and people he trusted around the league, that he was going to hunt this year. And the D-line, Myles Garrett was looking better than he had in years. And that that D-line was going to be a problem. And I know it was only 1 week, and I know the Bengals' offensive line isn't particularly great, but they absolutely eviscerated them in the second half. And Greg Newsome shut down Jamar Chase, and Myles Garrett did whatever he wanted in the second half of that game. And I do think they have some dogs up front. So it's going to be a heck of a ball game. I think Flacco's going to find some joy throwing against this Ravens defense that still has a lot of holes and still lacks individual pass rush brilliance. I think Baltimore wins. I don't think they cover, per se. I think it's a higher scoring game. And I think the Browns could score into the 20s on them. You know, I kind of think that's like a 29-20, you know, 29-19 type game. The Browns' kicker is a problem. Browns don't have a kicker. That's a bit of a problem for them.
Jason Lockenfora with me here on the Infinity Sports Network. You're the Odyssey NFL insider. How big a mess are the Miami Dolphins? Or is their demise greatly exaggerated?
No. I reported on this in the Washington Post 6 or 7 weeks ago at the start of training camp. The vibes inside that building were just chaotic. And, I mean, the players aren't buying anything this guy's selling. You can't go from being everybody's best friend to now having to be the bad cop, except the guy who's undermining you the most, Tyreek Hill, your owner wouldn't eat enough of the salary to get him out of your building, so that cancer's back there. You know, Tua, I think, kind of realizes that he's never going to win big with this scheme, so he's even lost his prized pupil there. The offensive line's in disrepair. The defensive line's in disrepair. Yeah, it's a sinking ship. It was sunk before this season started. And to be that not, you know, ill-prepared and that non-competitive just brought all that to the fore. So, like, I didn't think he was making it to Halloween previously. I'm on the record saying that. I don't know if he's making it to October 1st. Like, I really don't. Mike Vrabel's football team's got some warts, but they're going to bring a physical style. They're going to try to win this game 10-9. And I think they are going to win this football game. And I think Miami's going to look not as competitive in the physical department. And I think that owner's going to have to probably do something way sooner than he was maybe originally planning.
Hey, Jason, I know that it's not a straight line, but maybe walk with me here. Baltimore loses to Buffalo. The next six games for Buffalo set up very well. They could be 7-0 whenever they play the Chiefs. Chiefs lose week one. They've got Baltimore on the schedule on week four. Is this as close to a must win as there is in week two in the NFL for the Kansas City Chiefs to keep the dream alive for the number one seed?
They're going to have to tread water here some way, somehow. The schedule is a bear. And these divisional games, like, there's no slouches. Pete Carroll's running a professional football operation there now. Like, they got a real, like, I don't know for how long, but they got a real head coach now, and they're going to be prepared defensively, and he's going to rotate bodies to keep it. He just understands what it takes to hang in games up here, even when you don't have as much talent. And they were, you know, they're one of the few teams that beat the Chiefs in the regular season and that, you know, in the AFC recently. Denver had them dead to rights twice last year, and that defense is top five for me. So, no, you look at their schedule, and it's tough. I mean, they're coming back from Brazil to face a team that ripped their face off in the Super Bowl. They're down their top two wide receivers. You got Jalen Carter, who's going to be extra fired up after that debacle from week one.
Oh, that's right.
I think that Andy Reid's I think they're in survival mode. Like, I think it's about not turning the ball over, trying not to get Mahomes hurt. It's about ball control. It's about bleeding the clock. It's about Spags making some adjustments. Like, that's talking to people around the league, and again, I wrote about them on the Washington Post this week. They're in trouble. It's clear they wanted to run the offense through Xavier Worthy until Rice came back. That worked for, like, exactly two plays before he hurt his shoulder. So, like, there's not a whole lot behind door number three. Like, you can't trust Hollywood Brown. You know, these young offensive linemen, are they going to be able to road grade people? The run game's been static for a while. I think Andy Reid's got to find a way to unlock the run game a little bit. And I think it's just going to be another iteration of this thing that from a dynamic offensive perspective has been devolving. And the problem is personnel.
mean, the problem isn't Andy Reid can't scheme it anymore. Mahomes isn't a generational quarterback. They don't have playmakers over there. The playmakers are going to have to be on defense. And Chris Jones looks to me like he's hitting the wall. And if he is, then Spags' job got a whole hell of a lot more difficult, because I don't know that they have the edge rushers that it's going to take. I think they're in a little bit of trouble. Like, I came into the year convinced that they're going to the playoffs, but they're not going to win that division. And the schedule is a bear, so it's going to be interesting.
Jason, admittedly, I heard Bill Cowher say this. He felt with Jacksonville this week going against Cincinnati that maybe Travis Hunter gets more snaps on defense this week.
Yeah, that's where he belongs.
Than offense. But what do you make of that, and how Jacksonville is trying to integrate Travis Hunter?
I thought it was foolish last week. I didn't understand it. Like, be their best corner, and he'd be, I don't know, their third best wide receiver. I make that make sense. I mean, he's a bit part of their offense, or he has a chance to try to shove somebody's wide receiver down every snap. Like, they got big problems on defense. They've had big problems on defense forever. Now, last week they played a team that it didn't even look like they want. No, they knew what a forward pass was. But the assignment's a whole hell of a lot more difficult this week. So I don't know why they got cute. I guess maybe because they got a boy genius offensive minded head coach and he wants to show off this toy. But like, nah, man, he should be on the path to becoming a shutdown corner who can help you out here and there on offense. I don't know why they got it backwards from day one. But then again, they're the Jacksonville Jaguars, so we should probably expect nothing else.
It eats me up as somebody, and Jason, it eats me up as someone in New England. Gerard Mayo wins a meaningless game at the end of his run, gets fired afterwards, and that guy could have been in New England, and instead he's in Jacksonville. Jason, thanks for the breakdown. Really appreciate the time this evening. Good luck with Wanna Bet, your podcast, and we'll catch you down the road. Thanks a bunch.
Thank you.
That was Odyssey NFL insider Jason LaConfora, host of the Odyssey original podcast, Wanna Bet. Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side. Here's the thing with Travis Hunter. I don't necessarily think it is I don't think it's Liam Cohen necessarily, who I know a little bit. I don't think it's necessarily Liam that is driving the bus internally when it comes to how to use Travis Hunter. I think there is a, we're going to leave it open to the coaches to how you want to deploy him each week and stuff like that. But I think there are higher organizational voices in Jacksonville that are being heard when it comes to using their new toy, let's say, in terms of Travis Hunter. And yes, it does eat me up that Hunter really could have been in New England if it wasn't for Dopey Gerard Mayo. And you went into that game with the number one pick. If you're Robert Kraft, I don't know how you don't make it, if not explicit and expressly clear, be like, hey, I like the idea of having this number one pick. You don't have to go out there and tank it. But if you make a series of decisions that still allows the organization to get that pick and fire you, that's really the best of both worlds when it comes to the New England Patriots. Lots of good stuff there, by the way, from Jason LaConfora. Check out his podcast, Wanna Bet. You can find that on the Odyssey app. We'll continue with the NFL. We'll get to your thoughts as well at 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Gresham for JR on the Infinity Sports Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience.
I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief. Here's Gresh.
In for JR tonight on the JR Sports Brief show. Just looking at a graphic of all the undefeated teams after week one, right? We got Buffalo, we got Cincinnati, we have San Francisco, we got Jacksonville, the Chargers, Philadelphia, Minnesota, Tampa, Pittsburgh, Indy, Denver, Arizona, Vegas, Washington, Green Bay, and the Rams. Excuse me. So let's see here. Buffalo plays Cleveland. They're going to go to 2-0. Cincinnati plays Jacksonville. I know that Jason Lockenfor wasn't exactly thrilled with what they were doing with Travis Hunter, but still. I got to think that Cincinnati ends up getting the win there. San Francisco undefeated. They're taking on New Orleans. They're doing it without George Kittle, and they're doing it with Mac Jones as their starting quarterback. But come on, y'all, it's New Orleans. Excuse me, it's New Orleans. Not great. Not great at all. I still think San Francisco has got enough to get the win. Bills are playing the Jets. Excuse me, Bills are playing the Jets. There's no way. There is no way the Bills lose, and I think San Francisco, there's enough there to beat New Orleans. Pittsburgh 1-0 against Seattle. I still think the Steelers win at home. AccuSure Stadium will probably be jumping. It's the Aaron Rodgers full-blown first real game as a Pittsburgh Steeler. It's got to mean something. And I think Pittsburgh ends up winning that game. Will the Rams go to 2-0 against Tennessee? Can I just quickly hit an exit ramp here? It's amazing to me that Cam Ward is getting no coverage and no buzz. Normally, when it is a number one overall pick at quarterback, the team doesn't matter. It's about the team that got that quarterback, and it's more about the quarterback's play whenever you're the number one overall pick. And I love the work ethic of I really love the work ethic of Cam Ward. I love those comments that he had, about a week ago? Hey, my old man woke up at 4:30 to go to a job that he hated. You mean to tell me I can't get in here and, like, bust my butt and do the work? Listen, if there's one thing that I think Cam Ward has down, it is that he's got a good head on his shoulders. He's got a good work ethic, and you need that in your organization. Like, one of the things that went very much underplayed during the Tom Brady run in New England that I was, there and a part of and covering, was that Tom Brady was the hardest working guy in the room. He was the guy who was there early, staying late. When it came to off-season workouts and stuff like that, Tom Brady was the one that was always there. Tom Brady was winning, like, the parking spot for the, guy who had, like, the best offseason and things like that. Your best players, like, that's part of the problem in Miami right now. Your best player is a goof. Your best player makes terrible decisions. Your best player in Tyreek Hill at the end of last season said, yo, I'm out of here. Regardless of the context of he didn't want to talk and they dragged him back in and he said some dumb stuff. Your best player should be one of, if not the hardest worker on your football team. And that's the person that is setting the example. But I'm just surprised that there isn't more talk about Cam Ward. Now, the Rams are probably going to go out there and win this game. But I didn't think he was terrible for a quarterback's first start on the road. I think one of the things we need to remember, too, with some of these young quarterbacks is, especially with Cam Ward, they've already gone through change. They've already gone through changing schools. They've already gone through learning different schemes. They've been in different environments before. So I don't think the young quarterback gets as swallowed up of, being the number one pick and a franchise savior and all that kind of stuff. Some guys just get overcome by that. I don't think Cam Ward's going to be one of those dudes. Anyway. Rams at Titans. We have the Arizona Cardinals are 1-0. They're lucky enough that they get to play Carolina this week to probably go to 2-0, but does anybody realistically have any faith whatsoever that Calamari and crew in Arizona are on their way to a 10 or an 11 or a 12-win season? I love me some Marvin Harrison Jr. I think there were numbers that pointed to him having a better season than what the stats showed. But again, let's remember, he's also playing with Calamari, who needed to have it put in his contract that he was going to study. Let's not forget that. That's a pretty big indicator from any organization that the dude that they have might not be up to snuff. 2-1-0 teams are going to go at it in Denver and Indianapolis. I'd be really shocked if Denver doesn't win this game. If Indy gets a second really good performance out of Daniel Jones, God bless them. But I feel like Indianapolis is going to be another one of those teams where they're going to be 7-10 at the end of the year, and the Ursay girls will gather around to fire everyone and bring in their own people. The Philadelphia Eagles at 1-0, Philadelphia Eagles champions, are headed to Kansas City. I believe that Philadelphia will stay undefeated. Minnesota will stay undefeated because Atlanta just not that good. And again, they had a chance to hire Bill Belichick at a very different time. And it makes you wonder if in Atlanta, like Jason LaConfora mentioned earlier this hour, yeah, they were on the precipice of having something done with Bill Belichick, and instead they went with Akeem Morris because the people who worked there knew that Akeem Morris would be able to get to old man Arthur Blank. So now they got to win. Now they got to do something. I mean, imagine being an owner who gets talked into keeping everybody who had already been there and bringing in a head coach and paying money for a quarterback, only then to see the people you kept around trade up to go get a quarterback in which you didn't need to pay for the guy that you paid for. And I'm sure there's got to be a part of Arthur Blank that's like, I should have got rid of these dudes when I could have. But maybe you'll learn the lesson. Who knows? It may end up turning into, as crazy as this sounds, it may end up turning into a little bit of a bidding war. You know, do Miami and Atlanta maybe move on from coaches and maybe both of them decide to make a run at Bill Belichick, and Belichick can say, all right, you give me the control, that's where I'm going, in which he would be the new head coach of the Miami Dolphins, lickety-split, I do believe. I don't know. We'll see what happens. Want to get in on this NFL talk, 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Let's get updated on everything in the world of sports. Here is Marco Belletti.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief. Here's Gresh.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices, excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Gresh here with you to bring this thing home tonight. In for JR on the Infinity Sports Network. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Couple of things. I just got a text message from, for those of you who would be kind enough to follow me on YouTube, my YouTube channel, at The Real Gresh. My digital producer for my show, Gresh and Ann at Gas Morning Drive, Scooble Hurt Crochet plus 1100 to win the Cy Young right now. So maybe we got a little bit of a situation in Detroit with Scooble, and we'll kind of see where that goes. You know, the one good thing about having an injury pop up on, what, September 12th? Is that we're still 3 weeks away from the playoffs. So if you are an MLB team and it isn't a crippling injury, you you at least do have the ability to, I don't know, kind of work around it a little bit, let somebody say they need a month. Okay, maybe you skip a start, or you skip a series or something to that effect. But anyway. I know it's the Yankees at the Red Sox, and Crochet is scheduled to pitch on Sunday Night Baseball. Man, oh man, I feel like my laptop and everything is running slower all of a sudden. Like I've got too many things open or something like that. We've done a lot of NFL, did a little bit of college football, and I really would love to know at 888-710-4ISN how many of you are looking forward to watching Canelo Alvarez fight this weekend. I don't want you to raise your hands or anything like that, but you know, this is one of the bigger fights that we've had in a long time. It's had a proper build. It is being put on by proper professionals. And Terrence Crawford was ready, willing, and able to fight Canelo Alvarez. Crawford at a career high 167.5 pounds against Canelo. But I really do sit back and think and wonder, has the mega fight, not the gimmick fight, right? Not the gimmick fight. Has the mega fight been lost on young sports fans? I mentioned a little bit earlier tonight, when I met my wife, her boys were 7 and 5. Now they're like my boys. I've been around them for almost 20 years now. And I got to say that my kids, my boys, they love UFC. We've gone to UFCs. We've gone to pay-per-views. We've gone to fight nights. We've gone to pretty much every kind of UFC, minus like going to Dubai or something like that. You know, we've done the UFC, and they love the big fight feel. Like we went to UFC 300. We were also, you know, in the house for McGregor Poirier, and you know, a couple of. Chama fights at Expedita. But I know from my kids, they don't hate boxing. Like, I kind of think like they're like everybody else. If there's a big knockout and you see it online, then you're like, wow, boxing's awesome. And then, you know, you watch three rounds of it with your local palookas on regional sports television, and you're like, Jesus, what am I doing? But I do wonder if the real big fight is lost on the younger sports fan because they haven't been exposed to it. Let's be real. The two biggest fights, like what would be considered, they were not even fights, right? They're events. They were dressed as fights. One was whether it was Mike Tyson and Roy Jones or Mike Tyson and Jake Paul, there were those, and then there was McGregor Mayweather, and none of them were real fights. None of them were. This is going to be a real fight. This is going to be Canelo Alvarez trying to go out there and prove a point that he is one of the greatest boxers ever. He's been box office. I don't know if the rank and file sports fan puts Canelo Alvarez up there with, say, the greats of all time, like a Hagler or a Leonard or someone like that. I don't know if the average sports fan goes there, because what real reference does the modern sports fan have to compare Canelo Alvarez to? I guess maybe when Floyd Mayweather was kind of trying to do it on the up and up, but even his 50th fight was a joke. Let's go to Heavy, who is in Kentucky. Heavy, you're with Gresh on the Infinity Sports Network.
Hey, what's up, Gresh? How you doing, brother?
Heavy, how you been?
I'm doing fine. Just got off from work. I just got two questions. They're both going to be real quick. Well, yeah. about the fight, number one, I just think it's like with everything else, I think that just social media and everything has just taken away from everything. Because, you know, I'm 52 years old, so I grew up in the late 70s and 80s and stuff like that. But with the social media and stuff, it's like, even if you do, unless they just be in there and being like warriors, like, you know, Hagler, Hearns, and, you know, that stuff like that. You don't get that anymore. If it goes 12 rounds, then there was a conspiracy that they want to do this. And everybody's always got conspiracies, or this happened, or this guy done this in the corner, or somebody done this, or whatever. So it's not going to be like it was when the boxing I used to see, you know,
right,
on Saturday nights and stuff. So I think that's the reason why people's not into it that much, because once you get into it, then all of a sudden something – society or a reporter or something would bring it down. You know what I'm saying? Or make you have questions.
Yeah, Heavy, I know you have an NFL question, but boxing did hurt its own credibility with some of the stuff that you're kind of talking about and alluding to.
Right. Well, the quick NFL question, it's just something I've been wondering, and I call all the radio stations. Nobody can give me an answer.
Okay.
It's going to be real quick. I'm a big fantasy guy. I've been doing fantasy when we getting our stats out of USA Today back in 96 and 95 when it first came out.
Okay.
Why? Can you explain to me? I just want you to explain to me why, when a quarterback throws a 10-yard slant and say the guy runs it 50 yards and scores a touchdown, why does the quarterback get 60 yards? Why don't the wide receiver get the quarterback get a 10-yard pass and the wide receiver gets a 50-yard rush?
Heavy, to the best of my knowledge on something like that, it's because it's like the length of the play. So they don't want to begin chopping it up, because then someone comes along and challenges, well, how much of it was the offensive line who opened a perfectly wide hole that no one was there to touch the running back? How much does the offensive line get credit for a run versus a running back that gets you, you know, 10, 15 yards of yak?
Right.
That's a Heavy, thanks for the call, man. That's about the best I can come up with, is that they don't want to start assigning parts of a play to different people, especially with a quarterback. That's another thing, too. Say you had a play like that heavy like you just described, right? So say Justin Fields is at 200. Say Justin Fields is at 230 yards passing. He throws a screen behind the line of scrimmage, and it goes for 85 yards for a touchdown. Now it looks like Justin Fields has 315 yards passing, and the numbers look good, and it makes the NFL happy instead of saying, because the running back still gets all the receiving yards, even though it's behind the line of scrimmage, but you're not taking that away from the quarterback. I think it's really been proven, and you can go all the way back to the early 2000s when a lot of people talk about, you know, Brady rules, Patriot rules, all this kind of stuff. Let's remember that in 2003, the two teams that made it to the Super Bowl, the Patriots and the Panthers, both of their championship game opponents took a ride in the Wambulance to go pitch to the NFL, changing different rules and holding and this, that, and the other, because the Patriots and the Panthers were grabby, clutchy teams. So really from then on, and we started to see the rules change every year, and it was towards offense and numbers and let's make the quarterback more valuable, which costs owners more money. Same thing with kickers. They never used to have to pay a kicker. Now they got to pay kickers because they moved everything back. So now you got to deal with that. But off of what Heavy was saying about boxing, social media, no question. Social media is not good for boxing. You have to be invested in the personality to watch a full fight. Or Canelo versus Crawford. Holy crap, we've been waiting for this one for a long time. Canelo's actually fighting somebody. You know, that there's that kind of fight. And then there's the one where, you know, people get knocked out. And UFC has actually benefited from this, because what they have done is they've turned social media engagement into viewership. You know who else has done that? WWE. Both brands are fantastic at it in understanding how to get people who watch something for a minute on say, Twitter, to get them to go to a YouTube page or to look something up or to find a fight that they then turn around and go watch and convert and become a fan. And I'll tell you this, too. Over-the-air television and not having every college football game on that you could want tomorrow, there used to be ABC's Wide World of Sports with Jim McKay. And the agony of defeat as that, like, practically beheaded skier goes flying down the mountain. They used to put boxing on all the time, but it was good fights. You know, it wasn't Jay Brown Jones against Tommy Uncle Johnson. They actually put real fights on there, and they were on over-the-air television, and now it is since lost. But hopefully everybody checks out that Canelo fight tomorrow night. My buddy John Anik is calling that fight. It'll be pretty cool. Great job by Ryan in New York. Bart Winkler is next. I will see you Sunday night to break down all the games here on the Infinity Sports Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.